Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, Matt Leon here with one final college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Today, we take a look at the University of Pennsylvania Quakers, who, along with the rest of the Ivy League, will get their season started later than everyone else. Penn does not open things up until September 21st when the Quakers visit Delaware. Penn went 6-4 in 2023, 3-4 in the Ivy League. I caught up with head coach Ray Priori to talk about his hopes for 2024.
So to start, coach, you guys start later, so you're a little further behind as far as where you are camp-wise. You haven't quite turned the corner towards game week. How do you feel everything has gone to this point? Happy with the way the groups come together?
Yeah. Thank you, Matt, for having me. It was great the way the kids worked so hard in the summertime, came back in really, really good shape. The first couple weeks of camp right now have been really crisp and clean. But again, like anything else, new players still trying to fight for positions and trying to see where our two deep will develop into as we get through. Despite, you know, being our schedule, as you said, a little bit behind everybody else, I think it's a great learning opportunity for our players to watch college football. Okay, sit there and say, what would you do? See the different things that we talk about as coaches all year long about how do the game is all won or lost by, you know, simple things and details in the game. So it is a great learning opportunity for us.
You've got a lot of kids back. I mean, offensively, we'll talk about skill position wise, but across the roster, you got a lot of kids back that have played a lot of football the last 2 years. And I think you have played the last 2 years where it's been a razor's edge. 2 years ago, maybe you made 2-3 more plays, got a couple of breaks, and you went 8-2. Last year, you made 2 or 3 fewer plays, a couple of breaks went against you, 6-4. Like, how much, though, does it help to have the group have gone through that to understand, like, when you say every play matters, when you say finish, they understand the ramifications of that, like how close winning and losing are?
Yeah, we did a deep dive in the offseason and did a lot of studying those stats and everything else. And we just need to obviously win earlier snaps. Everyone looks for the last snaps of the game to be the critical ones. Critical snaps happen could be the first play of the game and what you do, right? So we got the guys to think about that in the mindset. How you work, what you do, how you detail your work is so important that every play is vitally important as you're playing on and making sure we support each other as we're going through it. I think the biggest thing that I've seen the growth with is our leadership, okay? And our kids have really come to understand that part of it. Our seniors, fifth-year kids have done a great job of leading, and it starts with that because, again, they echo the coaches' thoughts and that stuff and understand what the standard here is at Penn. The standard at Penn is being successful, being on and off the field, and our kids understand what they represent.
Offensively, as I mentioned, you've got a ton of talent back, specifically at the skill positions. You have a new coordinator. Overall, though, how excited are you to see this offense come together with Aiden Sayin, the veteran quarterback, leading the way?
Yeah, definitely. I think you, as you mentioned, we do have a talented group coming back. Aiden, coming back with obviously lots of snaps starting halfway in his freshman year. Liam O'Brien, backup quarterback, having snaps along the way as well, so important. Truth be told, we had spring football, so you got a chance to see what you were saying in spring football, the depth that we do have at the running back position with Malachi Hosley, our All-American tailback, coming back, and others in that position. At the wide receiver position, we literally only graduated one player in that position, and the rest of the team came back with Jared Richardson, B.C. Owens, Josh Casilli, and a host of others, Julian Stokes back in off of injury. So we have that combination. And then even at the tight end position, we do have returning players in there. As always is, you do have some other positions in the offensive line. We have three gentlemen who played a lot of football for us. So the fight for the other two positions are ongoing right now.
We need to take a break. We will have more with Penhead football coach Ray Priori in just a few moments. But right now, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Discover for yourself what truly makes these hybrids special. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. KBB.com's best value brand of 2023. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. And now let's get back to our look at the University of Pennsylvania football team as we talk with head coach Ray Priori.
How about defensively? Not quite as many guys back, but you do have a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, guys like Jack Fairman, Shiloh Means right off the top. Yeah. Where do you see the strengths defensively right now?
Well, like the game of baseball, I feel good right up the middle. Okay, I think we're good on the inside tackles, our linebacker core, and our safeties with Shiloh and Julian Talley returning back for us in the safety positions you mentioned. The linebackers, I think we have some real good veterans, gentlemen with a lot of good experience. And now it's really out on the flank with our cornerbacks who have not the experience we want, but those kids were all freshmen last year. They all worked very, very hard and are talented in their own right. What they don't have is game reps, game experiences. So these early games in the season, we're going to see the largest growth in them as they hit the field.
Was corner your biggest question overall on the roster coming in as a position group?
Yeah, I would say probably two. One would be finishing and finalizing the offensive line in that group there. Okay, there, and obviously cornerback position, which is obviously but obviously next to everything else, real important there. And I just see the kids have really worked hard. Love the coaching, what we're doing there, what to put them in position to be successful. And they'll be challenged. Well, they're challenged every day against our receivers. And I love the way they're competing in and out. And there's winning and losing both. When our Penn teams have been the best competition is, Monday through Friday and the week practice and how those kids compete against, good player versus good player.
Mentioned earlier, you guys are kind of behind because of the way the Ivy League schedule is. You'll open with Delaware. It's a big challenge, I think, under normal circumstances, but to the point of they will already kind of be in rhythm to where they want to be because they'll have a couple games under your belt. It'll be game one for you. We've talked about this every year that we've talked. How big a challenge is that, getting through those things that happen in first games, formations are off, timing's off, stuff like that, when you're playing a team that's very talented and also has had the chance to work through that stuff?
Yeah, first off, it's going to be a great atmosphere. Saturday night games, 6 o'clock start. That's phenomenal. There'll be great energy there. It'll be packed, I'm sure, sold out and out. As I often say in our first game, we have one quarter to grow up. One quarter only. Guys will have some snaps. If we're going to have errors, it's going to be the first quarter. We're going to grow up fast because, if you mentioned already, they've had two games under their belt going through. I think it's how you practice. Okay, so if you practice at a very high level, not allowing those mistakes to happen, hopefully through those practice habits going, the kids will perform well on Saturday. However, we know when the lights come on, and the bullets start really flying around out there in the field, it's a little different a game. Our kids are, again, maturity. I think, again, we have very, very good leadership on both sides of the field. And I think those guys will be there to carry us through. And I think it's a great test for us to see, again, what our talent is. If we can hopefully do the things we think we're capable of doing in the game, it's going to be a fun night on the 21st.
And that will do it for this final college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Many thanks to Penn head coach Ray Priori for taking the time to talk Penn's opener against Delaware set for September 21st. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff in the First State. Hope you enjoyed this year's college football previews. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.